Monday, 23rd September, Yitzchak Tishri, Rabbi Yisroel Greenberg Schnitzer, Yisrael Chamayim.
Good morning, Bishop. The sugya we would like to discuss today, of course, one which is relevant for Chol HaMoed Sukkos, and hopefully we'll come towards the end and discuss why it's relevant, particularly for Chol HaMoed Sukkos, is the sugya of Nisuch HaMayim. We would like to analyze for a few minutes the essence of the Avodah of Nisuch HaMayim. What is the Avodah of Nisuch HaMayim? The Mitzvah, what was the Avodah of Nisuch HaMayim, and what lies behind the Avodah of Nisuch HaMayim? So for that, we have to start off with the Mishnah. So Mishnah in Daf Mem Ches Masech Tzukah, Nisuch HaMayim Ketzad. Mishnah describes the procedure of Nisuch HaMayim. Of course, Nisuch HaMayim was preceded by the Simchas Beis HaSheva, and then the Nisuch HaMayim took place at the same time as the Korban Tomid. But we're focusing on Nisuch HaMayim itself, not on anything else. Nisuch HaMayim Ketzad. Shluchei Shel Zov Machzeke Shleisha Lugin Hoy Memale Min HaShiluach. They used to go out to the Shiluach with the whole Pamalia, with the whole procedure, with the Hamayin Am, with all the simcha, and they went and they filled this Shluchei Shel Zov, a golden bottle or jar, which could contain 3 lugin of water. And they would return, Higiel Shahamayim, when they came to the Shahamayim, Toku Bariva Toku, they blew a tkiah, threw an tkiah, all of the kevesh. Then they went up the ramp, they went up the kevesh, Uponolis Smoiloi, and he turned left. Exactly where he turned left is not clear in the Rishonim. Rashi Tosfos understands that they went up to the top of the Mizbeach, and turned left at the top of the Mizbeach. At there, says the commissioner, Shnei Sfalim Shal Kesef Hayisham. There was two silver bowls. Yehuda Omer Shal Sid Hayir. Yehuda says they weren't silver. They were really made out of sid, out of lime. Elishayim Mushrachim Penei Bifnei Hayayim. But the color, the external side of the Sfalim had been discolored because of the wine. Now, exactly how there was wine in the Sfalim, there was two Sfalim, and one sample was for the water, and one was for the yayin. The Gemara discusses how did you get wine in the water bowl, and how did it become black from the wine when it's just a water bowl? And that's the discussion which the Gemara discusses. That's not quite relevant for us at the moment. Now, Tesis asks the Kasha here. Tesis says he doesn't understand. Tema, the number of menachos peiks te alechem, shtei shulchanis hayabulam, echo shul kesev, echo shul zov. The Gemara Menachos seems to tell us that if a part or a chelik of a carbon or whatever it may be, there we're talking about lechem aponim, was placed in a gold vessel, you can't then go and put it into a silver vessel. Silver is less chashivas than gold. Gold is more chashivas than silver. Therefore, Ma'alim Mekodesh Emeridin tells you that it's got to remain at least on the same level or above. It can't go down in any level of chashivas. So therefore, Tosfos asks, how could it be that here we have these two sefalim, which are shel kesef, they are silver, but before they were placed, the water was placed into the sefal, it was drawn from the shiluach in the Shluchei Shel Zov. So it ends up that we're now going down, we're decreasing in Madrega, we're going down from a Madrega of Zov, and the chashivas of Zov, down to the chashivas of Kesef. How can one go down in Madrega? How can we go down in Madrega? Ma'ale Mekodesh Ve'imiridin. That's Tesis Kasha. Tesis has a Moedig Echidosh. So Tesis V'yashleima, the Svalim Hoye Kavuim Besid. These Svalim were actually fixed onto the Mizbeach. They were fixed onto the Mizbeach. They weren't a Keli that they just brought there temporarily just for the procedure of Nisuch HaMayim. They were actually placed on the Mizbeach and they were fixed there, fixed with Sid, fixed with cement onto the Mizbeach. And therefore we can consider it like the actual Mizbeach. We have a precedent to this, that you can actually take something, a carbon, which is in a gold vessel, and put it on the Mizbeach. That's not called going down in Madriga. The Mizbeach is the Mokim Aktorah, the Mizbeach is the Mokim Avoida. That's not called going down in Madriga. Therefore, the Tosfos here as well. These Tfalim were a part of the Mizbeach, and the Chiddush of Tosfos is, and the Achronim spell it out, the Chiddush of Tosfos is, that it now becomes a Chelik of the Mizbeach, there's no problem of Rivua, there's no problem of misshapen Mizbeach. it must have been part of the halacha of Moshe Sinai, part of the Kol B'Chtav, the Yad Hashem, the Mizbeach has to have Sfalim on it fixed. That is the chelik of the Tzuris on Mizbeach. So when they pour the water into the Sfalim, they were pouring it onto the Mizbeach. Even though they were silver, it's called chelik of Mizbeach. It's not called Meridin. It's called Ma'ilim HaKadosh. Going on Mizbeach is the chelik of Ma'ilim HaKadosh. That's a chiddush for Tosfos. In the Rambam, the Achronim HaMedayek in the Rambam, if you look in the Rambam in Tzvid HaMosafim, it's not clear in the Rambam, but if you look carefully in the Rambam, Tzvid HaMosafim, Makkevus HaMishnah, and other Achronim HaMedayek in the Rambam, the Rambam held that the Sfalim were Kelim. There were two vessels that were placed there for the duration of the procedure of Nisach HaMayim. They were not a chelik of Mizbeach. And yet, the Kashya of Tosfos is not such a Kashya. The Achronim spread it out. It's not my Kedushim, the Achronim spread it out. It's not such a Kashya because this Sefer was only a means to allow the water to run into the Shittin. It wasn't really part of the Avodah. In fact, we're going to see in a moment in the Mishnah, the Sefer had no... It wasn't a clay kibble at all. It had holes on either side. You poured it into one top, into one side of the Sefer, and it ran out the other side, down into the Shittin. And therefore, it wasn't considered a clay kibble. It wasn't considered a chelik of the water going from a gold into a silver. It was only a means to direct the water into the place where it needs to go, down to the Shittin, down to these holes which went all the way down to the time. And therefore, it's not considered Ma'ilim HaKadosh V'lo Meridin. Ma'ilim HaKadosh V'lo Meridin is if it's in a clay zav and you place it in a clay kesef, that would be called Meridin. But I didn't actually place it in a clay kesef. I used the clay kesef as a means to direct the water to where it needs to go to its destination, the Shittin, the time. That's not called Ma'ilim HaKadosh V'lo Meridin. So it comes up, we have Machlokes to show him here, Rambam, Tosfos. Rashi is unclear. Rashi doesn't give us any indication which way he holds. Machlokes is showing him whether these Sefalim needed to be a chelik of a Mizbeach. According to Tosfos, it needed to be a chelik of a Mizbeach. We'll come back a bit later and we must know what the Machlokes is showing him is. It didn't need to be a chelik of a Mizbeach. And the Rambam who says, no, it wasn't a chelik of a Mizbeach. They were pure, independent kelim. And there was no problem of Ma'ilim HaKadosh V'lo Meridin because it's not called placing water from gold into silver. The silver was only a means, like a pipe work, a means of directing the mayim down to its shit into the time. The Mishnah then carries on. These tfalim had two holes in them, like a nose, kamin chutmin, like a nose, dakin, thin holes. Echad mu'uvah ve'echad dak. One was slightly larger, one was slightly thinner. So Rashi explains, what does it mean it was kamin shnei chaitmin dakim? Like two nose, two nostrils. Not clear exactly what it means. So Rashi explains as follows. Chaitim echad, the stafel. There was one nose, one hole, one nostril in one bowl. The neck of echad b'chaitmin. And there was a neck of a hole in this nose. So it was some sort of protrusion which looked like a nose, which had a hole in it. The Kohen would pour the water and the yain as well, but we're discussing the water here. The Kohen would pour the water into the mouth of the Safal. And the water would run through this Safal, through this nose protrusion, out of this silver keli onto the Mizbeach, and it would run along the Mizbeach. Rashi doesn't tell us how long, but for a short while. And then there was a hole in the Mizbeach that went all the way down to the Shittin. According to one man in the Gemara, the Shittin went all the way down to the Tohim. They ran from the Mizbeach into the Shittin and down all the way down to the Tohim. So Rashi tells us, unbelievable Chiddush, that these Sfalim were in the shape of a nose. There was some nose-like protrusion on the Sfalim. And you'd pour the water into this Safal, it would run out of this Safal, onto the Mizbeach. From the Mizbeach, it would run into this hole, into this Nekev, right the way down to the Shittin, to the time. Tosfos says he doesn't understand where Rashi comes from. What does Rashi want? Says Tosfos, the Chiddush, says, what's Zutema Gedolei, says, Minayin loy kolos ne'inyan. Where did Rashi get this from? Shemeachotim shel asfalim mekalech al gag ha-Mizbeach. From the Chotim, it ran onto the gag of the Mizbeach. Omisham le-Nekev ha-Mizbeach. From there, it ran into the hole of the Mizbeach. Umishram le shittin, from there to the shittin. Dilma, he says, this is perhaps the neck of Asfalim Yod and the shittin. It went from the neck of the Asfalim straight into the shittin. Where does Rashi get this extra piece of program? It goes into the Asfalim, out of the Asfalim, back onto the Mizbeah, and from that into the shittin. He says, this is Zutay Megadayla. It doesn't make sense. Where on earth did Rashi get it from? Why on earth should it be that the water has to go into the Safal, out of the Safal, back onto the Mizbeah? Who says? Maybe it went, and Tosfos seems to learn on that, it went into the Safal, and at the bottom of the Safal there was a hole, Kamin Chaitim, and it went down that hole, straight into the hole, into the Mizbeach. And the Safal was around the hole, the neck of the Mizbeach, and it went into the Safal, straight through, down to the down to the hole, into the shittim, down to the time. Where does Rashi get it from? They had to come into the Safo, out of the Safo, and into this Nekev, down, onto the Mizbeach, and then into the Nekev to the Shittin. A Peletik Rashi, it's a Tema Gedoyla, Tesis says. Tema Gedoyla. Now, Pshat in Rashi Bemis is, we're not going to answer the Tema, where Rashi got it from, but we're going to explain what Rashi is saying. What Rashi is telling us is a Chiddush in the Avoida of Nisach HaMayim. Rashi says the Avoida of Nisach HaMayim is not some Avoida where you have to take water and pour it from into a Nekev down into the Tohim. But it's a chelik of the avodas hamizbeach. Like every carbon needs to be brought up on the mizbeach, nisach hamayim needs to be nikrav al gabah hamizbeach. And therefore says Rashi, if I poured it into the svalim and it went from the svalim straight into the nekev, then I'm not doing. There's no kim of avodas hamizbeach, and there's no kim of avodas hamizbeach. Then I'm not being mekayim mitzvah nisach hamayim. Therefore says Rashi, behechrich. Says Rashi, it must be that it was poured into the svalim. It came out of the svalim al gabah hamizbeach. And from this vessel went down into the hole, into the shittim, all the way down to the time. And therefore says Rashi, that must be, in order to be Mekayim Din Nisach HaMayim, it's got to be our government Mizbeach. So he says the same Gedolah. Doesn't have to be that way. Straight from the Svalim, straight down into the shittim. The Amos Rashi is a Mefurshim Medrash. It's a Mefurshim Medrash. It's a Rashi which in Chumash and Pashas Vayikra, on the Pasuk, V'chol Kobam Min Choschob Melach Timlach, L'Istashpis Melach Bris L'Lekechum Mel Min Choschob V'chol Kobam Chotakiv Melach. The Rashi says on the Pasuk, Melach Bris, Shehabris Krusol Melach M'sheshes Me'Breshes. There was a Bris Krusol, because Shvokha made a Bris with Melach, with the salt, from the time of creation, and we'll come back, we'll discuss it in a moment, that the Mayim HaTachtoinim was promised is going to be brought on the Mizbeach in the form of salt. We'll see in a moment in the form of water. So the lashon of the Medrash is, Shehuvtuchu HaMayim HaTachtoinim Likorei B'Mizbeach B'Melach U'B'Nisach HaMayim. State the Achidish in the Medrash, that we'll come back to the background to the Medrash in a moment. Of a state in Medrash that there was a brisk kruso with the Mayim HaTachtoinim, the brisk kruso with water on the in the physical world, that it will be Nikra Lagab Mizbeach in two forms, in the form of Melach and in the form of Nisach HaMayim. Now we all know that Akol Kabon Chotakiv Melach means that the carbon has to be together, partnered together with Melach, meaning that there's a Chavis HaKrova with every carbon to be Makriv Melach as well. That melech sakrova din melech, the din hakrova sa melech is the din of hakrova on the mizbeach, like every carbon. Like a carbon needs to be brought on the mizbeach, it's hakrova sa mizbeach, it's an avoidus sa mizbeach. Melech is also a chedek of the avoidus sa mizbeach, it must have melech on it. Carbon has to have melech, the mizbeach has to be brought, the carbon has to be brought on the mizbeach together with melech. Melech is a chedek of the avoidus sa mizbeach, and bris krusa is not just melech, it's nisach hamayim as well. And that's the lashon of the medrash. Bris krusa. There's going to be hakrov on the mizbeach. Never says Rashi, if it's going to have to be hakrov on the mizbeach, then behechrich, it must be that he went into the safel and from the safel onto the mizbeach, so there can be a shem kiyum hakrovus on mizbeach, and then down to the home, to the time. If I went straight down to the home without coming on the mizbeach, I don't have my hakrovus on mizbeach. I have an avoid of nisuf to the time, but I don't have hakrovus on mizbeach. Hakrovus on mizbeach seems to be an integral part of the meisah nisuf hamayim. The key of avoid of nisuf hamayim seems to be hakrovus on mizbeach. I taste this, and the emesis, Taisus doesn't argue this. Taisus also maskim that the hakrovus the din of avoid of nisuf hamayim also has to have mizbeach. But we were just mechadish in Taisus achidish that Taisus holds that the svalim was a chelik of the mizbeach. If the svalim is a chelik of the mizbeach, then the moment I pour it into the safo, I've got my kiyum of avodas mizbeach. I don't need more than that. So where do Rashi get it from? It's got to go into the safo, out of the safo, back onto the mizbeach, into the time. It doesn't make sense. So it comes out, this machlekes Rashi Tesis, the second machlekes Rashi Tesis, and the first machlekes Rambam and Tesis, Lishi Tosfon. If you learn like the Rambam, that the kiyum, this tefillah was a keli, which wasn't a chelik of the mizbeach, kumavuin achreinim, makayim samishin and others, then by pouring it into the tefillah, I'm not makayim adin, avodas hamizbeach. Un nisach hamayim must have avodas hamizbeach. The Rambam, if you look at the Rambam, is a completely new description of the avodah of nisach hamayim. That's not for the discussion here today. Akoponim. If you learn like the Rambam, and l'chayyah, that must be Shittas Rashi, that the tefillah is not considered a chelik of the mizbeach, it's only a keli, then by pouring it into the tefillah, I'm not being makayim my avodah of Likori al Gabba Mizbeach. It's not an avoided on Mizbeach. If it's not an avoided on Mizbeach, then I have to have it behechrich. It's got to come out of the Sefer, onto the Mizbeach, and then run into the Shittin. But if you learn like Tasters, the Sefer was Paten is back, because if it wasn't Paten is back, there will be a problem of Maile Mekodesh Ve'ein Meiridin, and this will be considered Meiridin by allowing it to go into the Sefel, and Lishitosli says, because the Sefel was the Mokim Havoida, and therefore you can't just say that it was just a Hechatimsa to pass the water through. Because the taste of the Mokim HaSefel is the Mokim Havoida. And then if I'd have a problem of Maile Mekodesh Ve'ein Meiridin, therefore the taste is, it must have been, it was a Chelik of the Mizbech, and once it's a Chelik of the Mizbech, you can go straight into the Shittin. So Tosfos, looking at it in all angles, is they all agree the lomdus of the Avoida of Nisach HaMayim is it's got to be Al Gav Mizbech. Nikor of Al Gav Mizbech, Bris Kruso, Mishetis and Mebrachis, Nikor of Al Gav Mizbech. It's got to be Nikor of Al Gav Mizbech. Tosfos holds the Svalim is called the Akrov Al Gav Mizbech. Rashi says that can't be. It's a Keli. It's a Keli, not the Rambam. It's only a Keli. It's not a Keli of Mizbech. Mele had to come out of the Keli, onto the Mizbech, to be Niskayim, the Din HaKrov Al Gav Mizbech, and only from there can he go down. That's the Lomdus of the Sugya. That's the Tamsis of the Meister Avoida of Nisach HaMayim. The Shain is, Tashen is Tikkul Tayin, Tashen Lomdus, but we have to finish off with a bit of Havana. What is the purpose of the Korvel Gav Mizbeach? Why does it have to be the Korvel Gav Mizbeach? Why is it not sufficient to take water and pour it into the hole all the way down to the Tahoim? What's this new Avoida of Nisach HaMayim? And Bris Kruso. It's a Bris Kruso. The Kiyum of Nisach HaMayim is already emanates from Sheshis Mebrishis. From Sheshis Mebrishis. There's something here which we need to understand which will give us the essence, the Tamsis and the essence of the Havana of Nisach HaMayim, and something which perhaps we will understand, give us an understanding of the whole Yom Tov of Sukkos, where we really are today. So to understand this, we need to go to a bit of background into this Medrash which Rashi quotes in Sefer Bereishis. Rashi Vayikra, it's a Medrash in Sefer Bereishis. The Medrash tells us that on the second day of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechalek bein mayim lemoyim. So the mayim elyonim stayed lemaylo, the mayim tachtonim was sent down here lemato. The Medrash says that the mayim tachtonim came crying. They came crying to the Rein Shel Olam. It's not, they didn't say the word is not fair, and I'm not going to say the word is not fair because that's not what they said. They came crying to the Rein Shel Olam, Rein Shel Olam. The mayim elyonim is right next to you. The mayim tachtonim is miles away. So the Rein Shel Olam said, don't worry. Don't worry. Bris Kruso. I'm going to make a bris. It's not stum. A bris. I'm making a bris that likar b'gav mizbech. You're going to be brought on the mizbech. You're going to be brought through the salt. Either the salt of the Yam HaMelech, and that's Pashas where they went and got the salt from. Either the salt. It could be the salt of the tears or the crying is where the salt of the mayim originates from. Whenever a person cries, there's an element of salt inside the tears. Those tears created salt inside the mayim, and that's the salt that was brought on the mizbech. And Nisach HaMayim, and Nisach HaMayim. Now, if you understand Kipshutai, the Medrash, Kipshutai, here there was some injustice here. The Edmaim Elyonim was Zeicha to be right next to the Gilu Kvei Dashkine in Lemailo, and the Maim Tachtonim was very distant. And the Maim Tachtonim came and complained. So Rashi says, don't worry, I'll be mafais you. I'll let you put a few grains of salt on every carbon, and three lug in the Maim you can pour once a year. And that kept him quiet. If that's Sonish can have honor. The Maim Elyonim is Lemaila, it's Lemaila, it's all the way up there. The Maim Tachtonim, what does he get? He gets a few grains of salt and a little bit of water, a few cups of water, but what's up there? It's not even a pierce, the chal. To understand the Medrash Kipshutai, that there was a complaint with a pierce, with some sort of appeasement, Sonish can have honor. Sonish can have honor. So, Behechrach, something more lies behind this Medrash. Navon is as well. What I'm going to say to you is nothing to do with nothing on my own. It's all Mithisai from Sforim. Everything that I say to you comes from Sforim Magdashim. The first day of creation, before Nashi, the beginning of Bereshit, the first day of creation, Hashem created the world in its entirety. The whole world, every aspect of the world was created. But it wasn't divided into particles yet. It wasn't divided into small parts. It was one, the Chlolus, as Rashi tells us in Sefer Bereshit, the Kayach, the whole of Bereshit, the whole of the Maaseh Bria was created on day one. Day one, everything was created. But it was all be'ichud, it was be'achdus. We can't even begin to fathom what it means to create the whole creation in one day and have it all there, be'achdus. There was no detail of creation, but it was all there. If you think about a seed, take just for a wild example, you take a seed of a fruit, of a tree. Within that seed lies the whole tree and every fruit that's ever going to be created from that seed. Somehow or other lies the potential there, but it's there, it's got to be there, because there's no yesh mi'ayin in this world. So within that seed there's the tree and the leaves and the fruit, etc. Everything lies b'koyach. It's all there in an achdus that we can't begin to understand. That was day one. Day one of creation was a day where HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, b'cholalus, b'ichud, the total ichud. Along came day two. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu began what's known as chiluk. He divided. He divided b'mayim elyonim to mayim tachtonim. Chazal tell us, machlekes was created on Yom Beis. Gehenim was created in Yom Beis. Kshrok created. He was mechalek umalachalein. So Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah. He was mechalek. He divided the world into particles. He began the process of dividing the world into small parts. Into small parts. It has an enormous chisaron, and that's why machlekes was created in that day, and Gehenim was created in that day. As long as everything's beichod, everything's together, then there's gilu kvod shemayim everywhere. There's gilu kvod shemayim everywhere. There's no division. There's no appearance of shtei rishuyos chas v'shalom. It doesn't look like there's a ribono shel olam and there's some other entity. The moment HaKadosh Baruch Hu divided between elyonim and tachtonim, there's a division up there. There's gilu kvod shemayim up there. But down here, kiviyochid, it looks like the ribono shel olam is not around. If the ribono shel olam is not around, it looks like already there's two entities. There's the world of the ribono shel olam, that's up there, and there's a world chas v'shalom. But that's the appearance that it gives. There's a world down here of a world without the ribono shel olam, kiviyochid. And that's the place where machloikis starts. Machloikis starts because we look ourselves as an entity into our own. Whatever the source of machloikis is, wherever the shosh of machloikis is always based around the one nekuda. As I am who I am, and I'm not with the ribono shel olam. If somebody realized he was living with the ribono shel olam, then there would be no mocking for machloikis. Machloikis, gehenim, every time a person is a chayta chas v'shalom, it's only because Nichlas ben Ruch does his chat as he thinks the Ribbono Shel Olam is not there. He pushed the Ribbono Shel Olam out of his world, and he, in his imagination, he's living in a world without the Ribbono Shel Olam. That ability, this ability to have Shtei Rishuyos, Chutz Mi Yiras Shamayim, this ability to live in a world, Kilu, the Ribbono Shel Olam is up there, and there seems to be this apparent dimion of a world without the Ribbono Shel Olam, was created in the Yom Beis. The source of that was the Chiluk Min Mayim Elyonim, the Mayim HaTachtonim. Comes along the Mayim HaTachtonim. And he cries to Ribbono Shel Olam. His crying isn't because he's worse off. His crying is, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm in a position now where there's no gilu kvod shemayim. I'm in a position where chas v'shalom is possible, and history has proven it, that people will turn around and say, there's no Ribbono Shel Olam. You've put me in a place which is without gilu kvod shemayim. Without gilu kvod shemayim. Bocha, he cried. He didn't cry because he cried because there's chiluk. He cried because there's machlekes. He cried because there's particles and detail, which gives the apparent impression of he cried for gilu kvod shemayim. How can it be that you've made a division of mayim elyonim to mayim tachtonim? And what have you left me with? You've left the world kiviyochel without the ribono shel olam. You left the world without the mashenu. His bechir was a bechir for kvod shemayim. His bechir was the inner crying of a person who's desperate to get close to the ribono shel olam. It's not a cry from it's unfair. It's not a cry that I've lost out. On the contrary, it's a cry of ribono shel olam. I want your gilu kvod shemayim to be down here as well. Why have you divided? Why have you made this two rishuyos? Says ribono shel olam, don't worry. Bris kruso, mishesh me bris. Says ribono shel olam, I'm going to give you the opportunity not only to become close to me, but to actually increase the gilu kvod shemayim in the world. Shach like this. The avoid of a carbon, the avoid of a mizbeach. Man has a bechira. The very essence of Bechiri is that you can choose either to be an entity unto your own, at least in your imagination, or you can choose to be misbattled to the Ribbono Shel Olam. If a person's totally subordinate to the Ribbono Shel Olam, then Shafis, he's taken the world of division and he's given it back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He said, Ribbono Shel Olam, there's no division anymore. I know that everything is you. If he allows himself to choose negatively, I am an entity into my own right, I'm something, I'm somebody, I don't need your Ribbono Shel Olam, then what he's done is he's broadened and deepened the gap between mayim elyonim and mayim tachtonim. The way a person portrays his total hisbatlus, his total subordination to the Ribbono Shel Olam, is when he brings a korban on the mizbeach. The avoida of mizbeach is to bring a korban. And be'emes, the Sforim tell us, k'matim afurish apostle, is odam ki yakriv mikem. Odam ki yakriv mikem means pshat is be'emes. Every time a person brings a korban, he's really bringing himself up. He should be bringing himself up. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, don't bring yourself up, bring a carbon as a tomorrow, bring a carbon as a replacement for yourself. But every time we bring a carbon, what we're doing is saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, do you know what I am? I am completely and utterly subordinate to you. So you know what I'm doing? I'm taking the huge gap, which is between Mayim Elyonim and Mayim Tachtonim, and I'm saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, there's no gap. Because down here, you are here. Down here, you are here. I'm completely being misbattled myself. And the chiddush goes even further. The further away you are from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and at that point, you still bring the Ribbono Shel Olam down there and you completely minimize that gap, the greater the gilu kvod shemayim is. V'yishmu rechokim v'yavoyu, we say in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, v'yishmu rechokim v'yavoyu, v'yitnu l'cho kesem melucha. The rechokim, the more distance you are from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and at that point you crown the Ribbono Shel Olam, you become subordinate, then the greater level of gilu kvod shemayim is. Enormous gilu kvod shemayim. Even in the far distant places, you've crowned the Ribbono Shel Olam there, that means you've spread gilu kvod shemayim to places where we can't To the outside world, it looks like there's no Kreshman at all. And you've spread the Kreshman in its entirety throughout the whole world, throughout the whole creation. That's the greatest level of Gilui Kreshman. Says Ribbono Shel Olam to the mind. You're crying because there's no Gilui Kreshman. I'm going to tell you, you're going to have the greatest Gilui Kreshman that exists in this world. Every time there's a carbon brought on Mizbeach, every time a man becomes subordinate to me and shows me that even though it looks like there's two Rishuyos, there's a man with Bechira, he looks like an entity in his own right, but he's proving to me that he is not. He's proving to the world that he's not. He's being Makriv a carbon. You're going to be there. You're going to be a part of that bittle. You're going to be part of that subordination. You're going to be part of that krover. But much more than that. It's going to be at one time a year where you're going to come onto the Mizbeach, and you're going to be part of the avoidance of Mizbeach, part of this avoidance of a total subordination, but you're not just going to stay there. You're going to go all the way down to the Tahoim. Tahoim is, the word Tahoim also comes from the word from wandering, also comes from the word depths. To wander, when a person wanders, means he's in a dark place, in a very, very dark place. Doesn't have clarity. Where don't you have clarity? Only in a dark hole. When you're in a big black hole, you don't have a clarity of vision. We're going to take this mind, we're going to pour it onto the Mizbeach, and from there, down to the Tahoim, you're then going to, you're showing the world that the Tahoim, the greatest, most distant place from the Mayim Elyonim, the place which is distant from Kvod Shemayim, that's where Kvod Shemayim lies as well. Then what you've done is you've created a Kvod Shemayim that the Mayim Elyonim can never, ever, ever produce. Because Mayim Elyonim see the Rebbeinu Shel Olam all the time. They see him all the time. We're doing something far greater. You know what we're doing? We're taking a black hole, we're taking the Tahoim, and we're going to create Gilui Kvod Shemayim. Kvod Shemayim. We're going to make the Shekhinah right away down there in the time. Right away down in the time. And that's the Avodah Nisach HaMayim. Says the Ibrahim Shem to the Mayim, what are you crying about? Faket, that crying, you know, on the contrary, your crying is what's going to bring about that chukah, that tremendous desire for you to have Kvod Shemayim in this world is going to bring around the greatest Kvod Shemayim that ever exists. What's that? Taking Mayim, pouring it onto the Mizbeach, which is a symbol of his battles to the Ibrahim Shalom, and from there down to the time, because then you've created Kvod Shemayim, even in the black hole, in the world, which seems to be a world which is distant from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's the avoid of Nisach HaMayim. Therefore, it's got to be from the Sluchos Shel Zohar onto the Mizbeach. Either onto the Sfalim according to Tosfos or onto the Mizbeach according to Rashi. But it's got to be on the Mizbeach because that's what the avoid of Nisach HaMayim is. It's not some avoid of pouring water. It's not some ceremony. It's an avoid of being Mizgalik Kvod Shemayim down to the greatest, darkest, deepest places that ever exist in this world. Exists in our own mind. Exists in every angle of the created world. That's the avoida of Nisach HaMayim. We live in Golos. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash. We don't have the ability to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Nisach HaMayim. We don't have it. We don't have the ability to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Nisach HaMayim. But we do have an ability to emulate the Mayim somewhat in our daily lives. We live in a world where Kvod Shemayim is completely non-existent. It's non-existent. The world outside is a world of Shtei Rishuyos. The ask the Western culture, it dictates we are an entity unto our own right. There's no God, atheism. And even those who believe in God don't really believe in God, don't understand what God's all about. We live in a world of Kaychi V'Oisim Yodi. That dictates everything about our lives. Business world, in the world, in the world at large, Vumbugate, wherever you turn, Kaychi V'Oisim Yodi. Our job is, and now avoid our Sukkos, and don't forget, Sukkos follows straight on from Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is the point when a person Chas V'Shalom is a chayter. What's he done? He's chosen the Shnei Rishuyos. By doing tshuva, he's returned back, and he said, even now, the depth of depravity that I've allowed myself to fall to, I've now come back to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Coming back to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is therefore recreating that chibur, recreating that Yom Rishon of creation, recreating that Gilui Kvod Shemayim. That's our avodah. The more Kiddush Hashem, more Kiddush Hashem Shemayim, we're Mekadosh in our daily lives, wherever we are, in the Beis Medrash, in the workforce, in the street, when we go shopping, we are being miskayim to some degree an element of Nisach HaMayim. Why should you give us Shabbat Shemayim, as we should be Zeicher, to have the Bin Beis HaMikdash and be able to be miskayim Mitzvahs Nisach HaMayim, and the Simchas Beis Shevet, b'miluah, b'mehe, b'yameinu, amen, amen.